Workers' democracy Deng's reforms were not the only option. As Trotsky, one of the leaders of the Russian Revolution in October 1917 explained, a nationalized planned economy needs democracy as the human body needs oxygen. But the Chinese Revolution from its outset was a deformed workers' state, where the working class was pushed aside from playing the leading role in the revolution, replaced by Mao's peasant-based Red Army. The development of workers' democracy, through workplace committees, on a local, regional, and national basis could have provided the outline of a plan that met the needs of society, guided by the working class itself. A healthy workers' state would have ensured elections of officials, and that no official received more than the average wage of the workers they represented, be subject to immediate recall, and through the circulation of elected positions among the whole of society ensure the participation of all sections of the working class in the running of society. With no standing army, but an armed people under the democratic control of the workers' committees, a worker state would have served to defend the gains of the revolution from capitalist counter-revolution and bureaucratic deformation. To do this, a political revolution would have been necessary by the working class to remove the bureaucracy and implement workers' democracy. An internationalist appeal would then have been directed towards the masses in Southeast Asia and internationally to end capitalism, and take the road of the socialist revolution,